I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now we are joined by Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Mary Kay.
We are doing fine. Let's start with, you know, where are the Browns as far as wide receivers are concerned right now? Because we don't really have a clear picture on what's going on with Jarvis Landry, and we're wondering if Odell's going to be back this week. So I don't know, can you give me some kind of clarity or what you think could happen this week with the Browns wide receiving core?
Yeah, let me sort of reset the Odell thing real quick here.
Sure.
It's my understanding, and I wrote this yesterday, that he has a good chance of playing against the Bears on Sunday. But the thing to remember about Odell is that he's going to return to the field on his own terms. We found that out in Kansas City. He's going to feel really comfortable about going out there and playing football. And if he has any reservations about it whatsoever, he's not going to do it because he's at that point in his career where he knows he has to take care of himself. He has to take care of his body. He potentially is in, he could be in his last year here considering that he is due to make another $15 million next year and they don't have any dead cap space in the event that they decide to part ways. So I think he's in that mode of, in addition to wanting to win a Super Bowl and all those other great things, I think he knows that he has to do what's right for his body and his health before he's willing to go out there and play. But having said that, it is my understanding that this is the week that that he has a really good chance of trying to make that happen. So good for the Browns. I think I think he might play, but if he does, he will be on a pitch count. This is not going to be a situation where he's going to get a million snaps and, 12 targets and 120 yards and three touchdowns. I don't think it's going to be like that unless he gets out there and reports that, that he can handle more. I think they will be careful with him in the same way that they were careful with Grant Delpit. Jarvis, we've all been hearing the same kinds of things, that it's a couple weeks. When you say week to week, that a player is out for multiple weeks. Otherwise, you go day to day. So it's minimum of two, probably, maybe three, perhaps a tiny bit more, depending on how it goes. Because remember, again, the important thing with Jarvis and with Odell is that you want them around for November, December, January, maybe even February. So, you don't want to take too many risks with them now.
So, Mary Kay, with all of that uncertainty, aren't you bringing in another wide receiver?
Well, I mean, you possibly could. And I think, some of those things and those decisions might be going on today. And some of that will depend on if you decide to put Jarvis Landry on IR, which is a minimum of three games. So I think those discussions are probably taking place. It might be prudent to do that. But if you thought you could get him back for that third week, maybe you want to hold off on that. I think that the Browns actually have enough weapons that they don't necessarily need to bring someone in. I think Rashard Higgins was coming off of a hamstring injury that bothered him, so I think he's probably a lot healthier now than he was in week one and maybe even week two. I think Donovan Peoples-Jones is ready for more action. That was obviously a rough game for Donovan and for Anthony Schwartz, but those two guys, they've got to put on the big boy pants and step up into these big roles now that they have. And there will be some mistakes, but that's just going to be par for the course as they come up their learning curve. I think they're okay. I mean, you've got three really good tight ends. You've got a number of other good receivers, and you've got pass-catching backs. You've now got Demetric Felton, who can take on some of those slot responsibilities of Jarvis's. I think they just have to game plan for it, and they'll be okay.
Mary Kay, why do you think Kevin was so definitive last week, coming out on Wednesday and saying he's not playing today? When we say Odell isn't playing, is it Odell? Is it a little bit of Odell's camp? Or do you think that the Browns just didn't feel like dealing with it last week and just said, hey, if there's any question, you're shut down for this week too? What do you think went into last week's decision?
Well, the Wednesday thing with Odell was just a function of they really had him in the game plan for Kansas City, and they really thought he was going to play in Kansas City. Even though there was a shadow of a doubt, I think the overriding sentiment was he's going to play in this football game. If that weren't the case, then Anthony Schwartz would not have had to take on, as Alex Van Pelt put it, a fair amount of Odell's reps. Okay, they had a fair amount of reps in for Odell Beckham Jr. in that game. And that's how you practice. And when you practice your whole entire week like that, you play how you practiced. And, you know, it's difficult then to completely change it up right before the game. So they didn't want to go through that for their home opener. They did not want to deal with that. They wanted to know who was going to be playing and get those people ready to play. So I think that was the right decision. I wrote a column about that right when it happened. Right. They did the right thing there. Not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. But, you know, because if he is getting ready to play, then I think you do have to see him go through the practice week. I don't think you can declare him 100% ready to play on Wednesday. You might be able to rule him out again, but I don't think you can declare him ready to play because you've got to see how the week goes along and, you know, just make sure that he feels up to it. So it will probably play out a little bit.
Mary Kay, I've been preaching patience with the defense. Now reel me in. How much patience should we show to the defense?
Well, I think the defense should, you know, people should be a little bit patient with it. But here's a factor to consider about the defensive performance on Sunday. Not that it's an excuse, but once again, when you have a player that exits the lineup late in the week, like Anthony Walker did, and that player just so happens to be your defensive signal caller and the green sticker wearer, you know, that's going to have an impact on your game. You didn't have any time to practice not having Anthony Walker in there because it happened on Friday. All you do on Saturday is basically come in for a walkthrough. So that changed things up. I don't think that helped matters at all. And then I think that I just think the Texans are better than people thought they were going to be. I think Tyrod Taylor was better than people expected him to be. And they are playing well for their new head coach, and they are well coached. You know, Lovie Smith puts on a good defensive game plan. So I think there were a lot of factors at play, but oddly, it just seemed like some of the Browns' best players just did not have their best game. I mean, Denzel Ward, for whatever reason, you know, he just did not have the game that we've all come to expect him to have. Gave up 5 passes on 6 targets and turned out to be the 18th of 19 Browns defenders, according to Pro Football Focus, in that game. John Johnson, 19th. So, you know, some of it could be, you know, scheme. Some of it could be having gotten caught off guard. Some of it could be no pressure up front, putting too much strain on the back end. But for whatever reason, that was just not the kind of defensive performance everyone was expecting. And I think they will get better. I think they will get better over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Mary Kay, did Malcolm Smith step in and call the signals, or did John Johnson, who did it with the Rams last year, call the signals? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. We did not ask that on Monday. So I'm not really sure. Maybe they had Malcolm do it because,
neither,
you know,
way.
The person, yeah. I'm not sure. I would think maybe Malcolm would have done it. But not having Anthony in there, you know, there's a ripple effect in a lot of different ways, including the impact that he has on a young guy like a JOK. You know, Anthony is like a coach on the field. Not that Malcolm isn't, but Anthony just has that way about him, and that's why he is the defensive signal caller. So I think that was a factor.
Yeah,
but
I think that's a great point. Regardless of who called them, your point's a great one.
Right, and Miles also, you know, mentioned after the game that the Houston Texans did a lot of things that they just weren't expecting. They just were not ready for the quick passing game and Tyrod getting the ball out as quickly as he did and some of the other things that they were anticipating. So he kind of put it a little bit on, you know, they caught us off guard in some ways. But you have to expect that in the beginning of the season. Everybody worked over the summer to put in new wrinkles and new schemes and new things. And you had a new coaching staff. So you're going to have to be ready to adjust on the fly very quickly to things that you did not anticipate. And, you know, some of that just comes from your dynamic playmakers, like figuring it out on the field, too. So it was just the perfect storm for not the perfect defensive performance.
Mary Kay, along those lines, I mean, this third down efficiency is just, it's brutal. You know, we were talking about, you know, they're 29th against the pass on third down.
Okay.
They're 30th.
You know, on that one drive, you don't expect Davis Mills, a rookie third-round pick out of Stanford, to march down on a 16-play, 75-yard drive and be able to convert four third downs on the drive. I mean, you know,
right.
You got to go back to the drawing board on your third down defense. I mean, you cannot be letting the Texans convert, you know, 66% of their third downs in the first half and 58% for the entire game. That's just not what any of us expected from this defense. And it will get corrected, and it better get corrected in a hurry, because you are going to play better offenses. I mean, you guys have been watching football. These games have been unbelievable, right? I mean, you look at the Ravens.
Right.
I mean, these offenses that they play going forward, some of them are going to be really, really good. And this defense is going to have to be on point.
So you bring in the Chicago Bears. Always pretty decent defense. Offensively, what are you going to see if you have Justin Fields? What are you going to see if you have Andy Dalton? And do you care which guy quarterbacks if you're the Browns?
Well, you know, obviously it's going to be two different styles. I mean, you're not really going to know exactly what you're getting until a little bit later in the week. So I think that makes it tough, because coming off of, as we mentioned, a little bit of a challenging defensive performance, you know, they might not know for sure who the starting quarterback is going to be. And those guys have completely different styles. Of course, the Browns have seen a lot of Andy Dalton over the years, and he's, he's an experienced veteran, and he's able to get the job done, and he's a smart guy. And then Justin Fields brings, everything to the table that he does. And, you know, people are obviously familiar with him. It's two totally different quarterbacks. So, you know, you've got to be ready for, you know, both of them. And, you know, I think that's going to be a little bit of a challenge as Joe Woods moves through the week, while also trying to get guys up to speed on their technique. But one thing to remember about this defense, there are a lot of new guys on it. Not just new guys, but young guys, okay? As I mentioned, J.O.K. playing in his first game. Grant Delpit now making his NFL debut. Malik McDowell has played two games. Greg Newsom has played two NFL games. So some of your key players are very, very new at this, and it's going to take just a little bit of time to get it together.
Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate your time. Love talking to you on Tuesdays after the game, and we look forward to reading your stuff in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.